Hello, welcome to Ambitious and Caffeinated. I am Adrian. I am a mom to four littles. I live in Alberta, Canada, and I started my entrepreneur journey when I was 19 years old. I am here to help you heal, stand out, and make more money, all while putting motherhood first. You'll hear me chat about respectful parenting, authentic social and marketing strategies, and how to navigate life while healing. I am so happy you're here. Let's get into it. Okay, I wanted to talk about routine for balancing business and babies. So I've been working from home and being a stay-at-home mom for, oh my goodness, like 4 years now. Obviously, in 2021, things have gotten way more serious with my freelancing, and I've transitioned over into a business. I guess you could say like a business-like model, because there were some pivots I had to make when it came to going from freelancing to business. But anyways, this is going to be how I work. I would say I work about 12 hours a week. Some weeks are significantly less. And I personally do not like to work any more than 15 hours a week. So I try to max myself at 12. And if a little bit more happens, that's fine. But typically speaking, 15 hours per week is like a cakewalk. Anyways, let's chat about routines. I want to dive into the life piece because honestly, if you don't have a good life routine, if you don't have a system for your kids, for your cleaning, for your cooking, when it comes to work, it's just going to be this added stressor. For me, the way I work with my clients and what I want work to be for myself is I want work to be this, you know, great escape where I get to put all of my passions and energy and like happiness into that place, and I get to walk away from my work feeling energized. I don't have to walk away from my work feeling stressed and like I didn't do enough and that there's too much to do for just one person, and then have it be an extra thing where I'm stressing. Motherhood in itself is such, oh my goodness, I'm trying to collect my thoughts here, because motherhood is one of the most difficult jobs I've ever had in my entire life, and yet I would do it again and again. Anywho, let's chat about life routines. So the number one thing is a cleaning routine. I am not gonna sit here and pretend like I'm self-diagnosing myself with OCD. I really thrive on having a clean environment. For me, when I have a messy environment, my brain gets scattered and I start to feel really anxious. And I noticed that the reflection of my house is a reflection of my mental health. It's always been like that since I was really young. So I do make cleaning a priority. That being said, right now I have four kids under four. I have a 6-month-old, a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 4-year-old. So, you know, you can only imagine how crazy things get. It's like you clean one room, you go to clean the kitchen, go to the living room, and that's destroyed from the kids. You clean the living room, go to a bedroom, that's destroyed. Like, it's just the reality of my situation. So we do make cleaning a routine, and right now, since June of 2021, Tristan has basically been home, and that has been a huge helper. But otherwise, I would absolutely hire for help. So here's the thing. If your business is bringing in a good revenue, you're profiting. I think we tend to look at business investments like just hiring a coach, hiring a social media manager, hiring a virtual assistant, whatever it may be. We forget that these kind of things actually, they take away from our business. They add unneeded stress. So honestly, having someone come clean your house once a week, just do the deep cleaning stuff that you don't like to do, it can actually benefit your business. I know it sounds weird. How could someone cleaning my house benefit my business? Well, one, it allows your brain to be more composed. If you're like me, that is, if you don't care about like having your house be a little bit disarrayed, then it's probably not a big deal. But anyways, that has been an investment I choose to make for my business. Another weird example that I mean, like, it's not actually weird, but we forget to look at it. Childcare. I know a lot of women talk to me and they're like, yeah, but I don't want to spend $200, $300, $400, however much money on childcare per week, per month, whatever your situation is. And I always tell them like, but I'm a mom who has four kids, and I remember sitting at my table trying to do blog work, because before I was full-time blogging at mamatomany.ca, and now I've transitioned over to ambitiousandcaffeinated.com, which is amazing. Anyways. And I was like, do you know how frustrating it was to publish a blog post and then have someone message me and be like, oh, by the way, there's a bunch of gibberish in the middle of your blog post. And I look and I'm like, I can tell my toddler type something while I walked away to go help the baby. So anyways, I noticed that for me, it was just so nice when I had even my mom or my sister or someone I trust just come to the house, take the kids outside so I could get an hour or 2 hours of work done. Another thing that I love to do is go and have a really nice bubble bath, and I do my engagement in there. I'll have a different podcast episode all on how I find, connect, and convert my ideal clients through engagement, but not the point of this podcast. I will run myself a bath, have like their dad will take them for a walk or to the park or go on the trampoline or something. And I will sit in the bathtub and do like an hour of engagement, because engagement is a really important piece of work. I'm not going to get into that right now. But work doesn't always have to be sitting at a desk. And anyways, what I'm trying to get at is investing in cleaning and childcare in your personal life will affect your business, but it will also allow you to be a more calm and collected mom. I find that when the house is messy and I'm getting triggered, you know, maybe something from my childhood or just like an icky feeling, I notice that my house just triggers it. If it's not like super tidy and perfect and I'm feeling a little bit under the weather more mentally, it triggers me. And so these just benefit motherhood. They benefit my relationships around me, whether it's like intimate relationships or, you know, my friends like or family like my sister and my mom. I do notice that little tension in between it, and it has nothing to do with them, and it's not directly about the relationship, it's not directly about the house, it's just the impact it's making. So anyways, have a cleaning routine, hire out cleaning, have some sort of childcare schedule that works for you and allows you to still be a present mom. I used to have this mindset where if someone else was watching my kids, even for like 4 hours a week, I was like, oh no, I'm not going to be a present mom. They're going to forget about me. Like all of these silly objections, when in like the reality is someone else coming in and spending, you know, one-on-one intentional playing time and hanging out with them and giving them extra love isn't a bad thing. And just because I'm hiring out help doesn't make me less than. It doesn't make me less than a mom. It doesn't mean I love my kids less. It doesn't mean anything negative. I know I want to be the primary caregiver of my kids, and I hold that role very close to my heart. But having childcare is not inherently a bad thing. This is a funny rule that I've taught my toddlers. Multiple times a day, we'll drop everything and we'll do a 15-minute tidy. Everyone goes in a room, they pick everything up, they put them in a bucket. I'm a huge fan of having buckets and baskets and a toy box. And they put everything away. They help me with the sweeping, they help me with the mopping, they wipe tables. They're 2, 3, and 4, and this has been a routine since my oldest was 1.5. I helped him make, as soon as he could walk and pick up things, he was helping me clean up. And that was one of the first things I taught my kids. I really believe in teaching your kids how to be functional humans of society. And I do not like to, in quotations, baby them when it comes to real life things. They help me cook. They help me clean. They live in a community. So we've taught them from a very young age to think about others. Of course, putting our needs first, but thinking of others. And this long term has been very helpful. So let's say I put out a craft or an activity for them, and I am just going to sit at the kitchen table and do some work, and they're going to be in the living room instead of having to ask me 800 million times for help, which of course, side note, they're absolutely allowed to ask me for help. But if I let them know I'm going to put out this toy, this activity, this craft, I'm going to work for 15 minutes because I have some contracts to set out, maybe have some emails. This is when I didn't have regular childcare. I would say support each other, be there for each other. And that made a big difference. And this is so strange. I know this is about routine for balancing business and babies, but it made a very big difference when it came to teaching my kids how to be independent and have them know that I'm still going to be there. When we bake banana bread, I don't just make one batch. It's like illegal in my house to make just one batch of something. If I'm making banana bread, we make 2 to 4 batches. For making cookies, I actually created a batch and a half cookie recipe. It's on my blog still. It's ambitiousandcaffeinated.com/food. You'll see tons of different recipes there. All of my recipes are family size or they're batch and a half. And honestly, for me, I double or triple all kinds of recipes to ensure that my life is easier. Banana bread doubled in the freezer. If I'm making spaghetti, I don't just make enough for that night. I make enough to put one container or Ziploc in the freezer so that when I'm running late, when we're under the weather, when I'm overwhelmed, when things are busy, I have a healthy-ish thing to pull out. And I love baking because it's just a quick little snack for the kids, and I can control how much sugar actually goes into it, and you can sneak lots of vegetables in it. I love putting zucchini in things like banana bread or muffins because the kids can't even see it and they're eating vegetables. It's fantastic. So we covered cleaning, a different perspective on business investments, and we've looked into baking, cooking, and incorporating that community mindset for your kiddos. And lastly, you need to put yourself first. Above everything, if you're not taking care of your kids and your business are going to fall short when it comes to maybe your temper, the amount of time you're able to invest in them. And yes, putting time into your kids is an investment, in my opinion. And so make sure you're taking care of yourself. Ask yourself, what do you need? What do you want? How do you make that possible? And where do you find that you're lacking? And I find it really easy to lose yourself in motherhood. And when you have a business on top of it, I find that sometimes we just operate in autopilot in all of the areas of life. And so we need to stop and bring ourselves to the present moment and ask us, what are we needing from ourselves? What do we need to operate to be happier, to be healthier, to be better versions of ourselves? Maybe it's grabbing a personal development book or having an audiobook for it. Maybe it's realizing that you want or need to eat healthier. Maybe it's the fact that you want to incorporate more walking, or maybe you want to do more exercise, or maybe it's as simple as you know you need a little bit more quiet time in your day-to-day life. Okay, I want to talk about work routine. So number one, I have a DM strategy. I will cover DM strategy on another episode, so just scroll through and see. It will be right near this one. I don't have my podcast episode labeled right now. I'm going to be totally real. I'm batching them all. This is the second episode. I believe it's going to be episode 4 or 5. So just go take a peek. But I do engagement 1 to 2 hours per week. If I like to aim for 2 hours, then if I ever fall short, that's fine. But 2 hours is such a sweet spot because I'm able to build genuine relationships in the DMs. And I, like I mentioned at the beginning of this, I love to have a warm bath. I go and put some Epsom salt and some essential oils in there, and I hop in, have a cup of tea, and I just do engagement while I'm just in silence and luxury. And I look at engagement like, seriously, I do not cold DM, have scripts or anything. I just go through Instagram stories and reply and build those relationships and connections. And I just have fun with it. And I want to feel like I have been their friend for a really long time. So I have a very specific ideal client. Listen to episode 4 or 5. I'm going to dig way more into this. And every single one of my clients, it's so funny because after a container, I'm like low key sad. But then we like seriously text after, like all of my clients have become BFFs basically. And it's not a bad thing. That's my goal. I want to work with people who I would want to have coffee with in real life for freaking free. So my work schedule is 1 to 2 hours a week of engagement. My story strategy, if you follow me on socials, it's ambitious and caffeinated. I pop up a few times daily of my real life. I know that we're like, okay, I live such an ordinary life right now. Why would anyone want to watch my life? And it's the fact when you're becoming your next version of you, when you're becoming that next level and you are operating in that next level, you're giving others permission to do that. Maybe it's as simple as posting a personal development book and people realize, oh my gosh, it's been years since I've read. It's been months since I've read. It's been, maybe you're sharing a podcast. Maybe it's been weeks since I listened to a podcast. You're giving them permission to step back into who they want to be. I love Instagram stories because it builds my personal brand. And if you follow me, you know that there's medical things going on with my partner. There's medical things going on with my kiddos. And it's like, obviously, mental health is really important to me. And so it gives me the opportunity to take breaks from social media. Even though I am like the social queen, I love to take a week sabbatical. Is that how you say it? Sabbatical from social media at least once a month, which is kind of funny because my job is on social media and it's an online business, but building a personal brand has made that possible. I will have an entire podcast on this. So I believe it's going to be episode 5 or 6. So just go take a peek. Like I said, I'm batching all of these episodes and I don't have them all labeled quite yet. DM strategy, utilizing stories and use your offer as an ad break. I love to pop on with some juicy training. So I will talk about marketing, how to amplify reels, how to do XYZ, 3 ways to do XYZ, 2 tips you didn't know about, you know, whatever it is, and give some value at least a couple times a week. Build your authority, save them to your highlights so that when new people come, they see all of your, in quotations, mini trainings in your highlights. It builds one, authority, two, trust. And I like to look at my content as a first offer. And honestly, I find stories and highlights to be my favorite, most effective way to build that instantly. And of course, content is important. I mean, the next piece of work is batching my content for like a month, doing a bunch of reels. If you don't know what to do right now and you're overwhelmed and you're like, I only have half an hour, 100% batch 4 pieces of content on, like I just said, 3 ways to do XYZ. What are your ideal client's very specific problem? Write down their problems. And now write down 2 to 4 different solutions you have for it. Have the bones of that. Now you can create that into a graphic. You can turn that into an Instagram stories training. You can turn that into a reel, and you can turn it into a Facebook group live. There's multiple different things. You can even turn it into a freebie. So you turned that one piece of content into 4 or 5 different, the bones of one problem into 4 or 5 different pieces of content, and you can repurpose it, and you can have like a theme a week. So let's say this theme of the week is how to peel a banana, and you have it going on multiple different areas, different mediums. It's just like a little hack. If you don't know what to do and you have half an hour, at least just have per week, have like your theme. So then on the theme of peeling bananas, you can do a reel, you can do an Instagram live that you turn into an IGTV after, you can turn into Facebook group training, you can turn it into a graphic, a reel, all of the stories, save them to your highlights. And then the next week it could be about freaking peeling oranges. We have this misconception that we need to be posting every single day. I love the 30 reels in 30 days, don't get me wrong, but it can be exhausting when you're a busy mom and you have other things on the go. So focus on the strategy and intention. Okay, so as much as I love this topic and could talk about it forever, I do need to wrap things up. You can check out my blog at ambitiousandcaffeinated.com or scroll through some of my podcast episodes. I talk a lot on authentic marketing and social strategies, how to begin healing so that you can have more joy in motherhood and increase your business profits, as well as how to balance business and babies. On my blog, you will notice there are tons of resources there for you to dig into, as well as courses. I have limited one-on-one spots available, and you can check if there's any availability. I am so grateful that you tuned in, and don't be afraid to reach out in the DMs and send me a message. Thank you so much.